I go to great lengths in this ECG blog to work through a systematic approach. Sometimes, in doing so, I think followers get the impression that the process I'm teaching just takes too long. The opposite is true. With experience, many ECG patterns become instantly recognizable. Mobitz 1 in the setting of acute inferior MI is one of these patterns. Pattern recognition is a beautiful thing. Experienced clinicians instinctively do this in all medical fields, whether it's instant recognition of a certain skin rash or immediately knowing that the patient in front of them is acutely ill. So it is with an inferior STEMI showing Mobitz 1. The experienced eye instantly sees the ST elevation. Confirmation of inferior location is forthcoming within 2 to 3 seconds from focusing in the same glance on all three of the inferior leads, followed over the next 2 to 3 seconds by recognition of mirror image reciprocal ST depression in lead AVL. Final confirmation of acute inferior STEMI comes on recognizing a similar shape of ST depression in at least a few of the anterior leads. Common things are common. Knowing that the patient has an acute inferior STEMI brings with it the knowledge that Mobitz 1 second-degree AV block is a common conduction disturbance, and that most of the time, if you see group beating on a long lead rhythm strip in a patient with an acute inferior STEMI, you can assume that the rhythm will turn out to be Mobitz 1 until you prove otherwise. Some definitions. Mobitz 1 is the same thing as AV Winckelbock. This is by far the most common form of second-degree AV block. In my experience, Mobitz 1 makes up over 95% of all second-degree AV blocks. Mobitz 2 is rare, but we emphasize looking for Mobitz 2 because if you find it, the risk is much greater for progressing to complete AV block or ventricular standstill. The good news is that Mobitz 1 is overwhelmingly more common, and Mobitz 1 that occurs in the setting of acute inferior STEMI will often, not always, but often resolve. Continuing with definitions, the term group beating simply means that there is a pattern to the rhythm. It is not irregularly irregular, as is atrial fibrillation. The pattern with group beating may be easily recognizable, such as groups of 2 or 3 conducted beats with similar R2R intervals and then a pause, or some undetermined or variable number of conducted beats before the pause. But if, in the setting of acute inferior STEMI, you see a series of conducted beats and then a pause, and if the QRS is narrow, the QRS is usually wide with Mobitz 2, whereas it is most often narrow with Mobitz 1, so if you see a series of conducted beats with narrow QRS and then a pause, and in front of each pause you see a P wave that always has the same PR interval, that's Mobitz 1 with near certainty, and I can usually recognize this in well under 10 seconds. Of course, we need to confirm this, even when you don't see most of the P waves because they are hidden within those elevated ST segments from the acute STEMI. You can prove that regular P waves are there by quick scan of the tracing until you find a place where you clearly see 2 P wave deflections in a row. Then set your calipers to that P to P interval, and chances are that you'll be able to walk out P waves through the entire tracing. The simple act of drawing arrows on a copy of the ECG facilitates recognizing that P waves are indeed regular and that the PR interval is increasing until the beat is dropped. To conclude, remember this pattern of group beating with an inferior STEMI. With practice, your eye will begin to recognize this pattern within seconds.